It's hour two of the Dr. Future Show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Ladies and gentlemen, KSCO presents the Dr. Future Show. If you would like to join in our show today, you can call us at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, your host, Dr. Future.
Welcome back to the show, folks. You know that for some time we've talked about how we're fascinated and interested in the intersection of science and shamanism. Well, today we have such a show where we look at that intersection, and interestingly enough, it's coming from within our very community. A magical relationship, actually, between our friend Narani and Elkman. Elkman. They met on 11/11 and were guided to be together as sacred partners soon after that. And Chief Elkman is a Lakota wisdom keeper and an honored and recognized chief of the Yankton Sioux tribe. So welcome. Welcome, both of you, to the show.
All right. Well, thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you guys.
Thanks for having us to explore this intersection of science and shamanism and with prophecy today. You were sharing with us during the break that there's a key prophecy, a Lakota prophecy, is it, that it is relevant to our world today?
It is. It's a teaching that was brought to us about 16,000 years ago through the White Buffalo Calf Pipe, through the ages of, we went through four ages, one being the Stone Age, the Fire Age, the Bow Age, the Pipe Age, and now we're moving into what's called the Shifting of the Ages is what we're in right now, which is a changing of times and moving into a new time cycle. Which is what we're working toward is called the Medicine of the Sacred Feminine.
So bringing in the feminine into the ruling of our species at the very least. So my understanding is that there was a point where the Lakota were very poor. They had no food, no buffalo, nothing to eat. Things were like in a drought time in the mythology. The White Buffalo mythology. And that at that point, one of the tribe met this beautiful woman who came from outside of their world but was still Lakota. And that she had a message to give to the tribe and to prepare for her, and she would be back in a few days. And this is what I've heard about that. Sure. And so this messenger went back to the tribe, and they prepared for her reception to bring her and welcome her in and hear what her story is. What did she have to share in these times of desperation?
Yeah. Just for clarification, there were two men that met her at the time, and happened at a time when humanity around the world was losing their sense of balance with the masculine feminine at that time.
And so they were losing food and resources as well?
No, it wasn't so much food as it was respect for each other.
Oh.
There were people that were warring, you know, a lot of tribes, you know, had differences, and they weren't getting along as well as they should have, and respecting, walking in harmony as much as they should be at that time. Mm-hmm. And so she, in the spiritual realms, you know, White Buffalo Calf Woman, being one of the seven sisters of the Pleiades, you know, she was
a Pleiadian. Yes, I've heard
she's
that Pleiadian, story.
Yeah,
she's a Pleiadian princess.
She was sent down here to deliver the message, you know, to help the people, you know, how to...
Was that supported in the Lakota tradition, that it was star people that brought, that she was from?
Matter of fact, all of the ceremonies, the seven sacred rites that she did bring to us, they're associated with the stars. The main one being the sun dance, because the sun dance is actually a star. The sun is a star. Our closest star, and so a lot of those, you know, we relate to that one and how it's connected to all the other suns and other stars, you know, in all the multiverses, and the effect that even our Mother Earth, the effect and how she also sits in balance, you know, with all of creation, how her movement, her evolution affects the rest of the other planets in her galaxy and this galaxy with other galaxies and so on.
Now, how long is this wisdom know about multiple planets and galaxies and being aware of the larger universe in the native world?
Oh, very long time. We've been studying a lot of petroglyphs, a lot of old symbols.
You know, because the West didn't have galaxies until 1908.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they were here long before that, you know. Yeah. As far as the messages, the things that we've been looking at, we've traveled across the United States. We've seen lots of petroglyphs, lots of old ruins, you know, pyramid cities like Cahokia Mounds in Illinois. You've been to Serpent Mound, you know, the effigies that really talk about time and how those things were built thousands of years ago. You know, so we're...
Yes, I'm familiar with the Mayan time system.
The Mayan calendar is actually a humanitarian calendar. We've met with a lot of the Mayan people, and they were telling us that the Mayan calendar, they accumulated a lot of the teachings and the influences putting that calendar together, and not realizing that a lot of the symbols and the effigies of the design work of it, there were some in there that weren't even of this continent. They were of other continents, so this is how they realized that it was one of humanity.
Hmm. Do you think that these people from our past, do you think any of them mastered time travel?
They have, yeah, they have. And you know,
so they would be able to visit us now?
Right, yeah, and a lot of them are. A lot of them are, you know. You know, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, we've evolved, and there's also a lot of people that are coming into the world right now, which is what reason why we're stepping up at this point in time in the history of humanity, is because the time is now where we are to share a lot of our ancestral ancient teachings with the people of now for the future purpose, that the humanity is going to evolve along with the planet itself.
A new perception of time,
right,
and how to live on a daily
exactly.
basis.
Yeah.
I can't wait for more of this, but in this very moment, we're just 10 seconds away from
a commercial break.
Time for our break. So we're going to be back.
Back to linear time.
Linear time.
See you in a few minutes.
Followed by mysteries opening for the benefit of humanity.
Okay, welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. We're talking to Narayani and Elkman about prophecy and the intersection of science and shamanism. And we've just heard a little bit from Elkman, but let's hear a little bit from Narayani. Narayani, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And you were just talking to us during the break about a little context to consider in this. Would you like to share that again with us?
Or? Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here. And by the way, I just want to specifically thank both you, both Dr. Future and Mrs. Future, for having us here, because for years I've heard about this show and your work and all the amazing people that you've interviewed, so it's really an honor
to
sit here with you.
Thanks for being one of them.
Thank you. So, yeah, myself as a healer, I'm a younger healer in Santa Cruz. I started on the path 25 years ago when I first came in the early 90s.
Yes, for those who don't know, Narayani is a very radiant, beautiful woman. I guess about 40 or something.
Something,
yeah. Something. Yeah, and bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. We've seen her at many different events. And we have a question from the audience. How did you guys meet?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
so... Okay.
11-11.
Should I say that first, or what I was going to say first?
Okay, well, whatever. Say what you're going to say first, because you'll forget.
Yeah, I will answer. Thank you.
How you mean?
Yeah,
I got it. Wait.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So, like myself, I first came in the early 90s and off Grateful Dead tour and started doing prayer circles and, you know, and gathering at the It's Beach and singing and goddess work and all that, and realized that there was this consciousness here, as you guys know, and you talk about regularly on your show, you know, since the 60s and this brewing the collective awakening field.
Yeah, sort of a new renaisance happening today.
Those of us on this path of awakening, and especially those that have been tracking, we realize that we've been tuning into something beyond what we see or what we experience with our senses, right?
And as a bigger picture unfolding.
A picture unfolding, but also a wisdom in the collective consciousness and knowledge and knowing, enlightenment, that we can access through our spiritual practice, not just through conversation, but through our ceremonies and our prayers and our dream time.
Yeah.
And what I want to recognize is that what Chief Elkman's bringing, and what his family as keepers of the white buffalo calf pipe, actually, of coming from that family where they have the pipe and the teachings from, what is it, sweetie? Like 16,000-year-old pipe, you know, that many of us have tuned in, especially those of us that are connected to the rainbow vision, and people know, I've heard about this rainbow prophecy, and, you know, all the nations would come together. And,
yeah, and that, how does it, yeah, how does, yeah, what does it mean to us?
How do we apply today? That? Yeah. So what's happening is that we're accessing this knowledge and this energy, and we, many of us have been,
yeah,
that is tuned into these really deep inner council fires. I've seen it through my own meditation and practices, as well as what I've read and studied in studying Native culture and doing sweat lodges over the years, mm-hmm, is that there's these people that have been holding secrets. They haven't necessarily been online, they haven't necessarily gone to conferences, but they're doing deep spiritual work, kind of like the monks that are singing 24 hours a day, that have completely abolished their identity to be one with the river of consciousness, mm-hmm, you know. Yeah. So what we have now with Chief Alchemist, his brother Chief Golden Lady Eagle, who's coming in May for our event that we'll be talking about later, mm-hmm, what we have is these teachings are now, the spirits have given permission for them to come forward, mm-hmm, and to come out, because we're ready. We're sitting in places like this having these,
gotcha,
conversations.
It's like coming out of the cosmic closet, so to speak.
And giving, yeah, accurate information, mm, you know, accurate guidance based on these lineages of earth keepers, of earth lovers.
So the lineages come together and they tell a bigger story that we're a part of, and we hear each other, that bigger story unfolds and we get to live it.
If we so choose to,
it, right?
To, people have, okay, to be willing and open.
So this point, yeah, would you say the shamanic awareness is that the earth is alive, and is that hence the solar system, galaxy, right, for that matter?
Right.
Right? So it's all, that's alive. True. So as such, that has implications. That means it's probably talking to itself.
Yeah.
And, right? And living things,
cells,
different levels of living things talk to themselves. Yeah. At each layer, there's communications.
So I guess.
Yeah,
we're
like
all
us.
Like to,
yeah,
talk to ourselves.
And species.
It's actually really just totally right on that you say that, because, yeah, one of the things I've been learning, mm-hmm, since we met at the 11/11 conference and Star Knowledge.
So synchronistic timing.
Conference in 2000, mm-hmm, last year.
And that was a Palladium number 16. Two, I believe.
Yeah, and his, yeah, brother. Yeah, they've been working with the 11/11 universal and spiritual laws for many years that tie into mysteries from Roswell and symbols, as well, mm-hmm, as ceremony.
The larger movie.
And we'll, yeah, be, yeah, we'll be getting into more teachings at the conference that we'll be talking about as well in May. Mm. But when we met at that time, the songs, what I found, I had been invited by his brother. I was in meditation, and I had the guidance to contact his brother, whom I had met and had some dreams about over the years and did ceremony with like 15 years ago. Mm. I was calling him because I do online spiritual coaching work. I have an online business practice. So I had the guidance to contact his brother to interview him for a Standing Rock benefit. It was the beginning of November, and my guide said, call him. And I contacted him. He said, call me right now. I said, hey. He said, we're on our way to 11/11, and we're doing ceremony. We're doing this. And he said, oh, wow, yeah, we're going to 11/11. I said, oh, maybe I should come this year. I haven't been to your 11/11 gathering. They're on November 11th every year.
Yeah, yeah.
Said, oh, it's, yeah, been so long. He said, yeah, come. Why don't you come and present, and you can replace my brother, this guy.
Huh?
He's like, my brother chief. And I was like, what? You want me to come replace the chief? You know, like, you barely know me. I told you about a dream. Remember, we met those two times. Da, 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 da. Uh-huh. And I said, yeah. I said, okay. Because, yeah, it's one of those things. It was such an honor to be invited. And called up my favorite person that likes to travel, sister, and I say, hey, guess what? And so anyway, she said, okay, I'm coming. So we drove down and spent the weekend, and we met within took about 48 hours since we first met, or less, for us to just start magnetizing towards each other.
Mm. Do you recognize each other at first sight? Was it?
I wouldn't say that. I would say if there's anything close to that, it would be a sense and a feeling that, oh, you have, that's, you know, that's really calming, very knowing in a way, you, mm, know, where you know.
This is right.
You kind of get the feeling like you're meeting an old friend from a long time ago, and you, mm, although you've never met before.
But you have great chemistry.
Yeah.
Friend plus chemistry.
Yeah. So I came on with my chemistry uniform, yeah, you know, and my chemist's glasses.
He was actually not looking at all. He was going through his own process. He made a commitment to not meet anyone and had a shield up, apparently. But he said, I broke.
Oh,
I didn't do anything.
It's,
yeah,
nice how love just makes you throw away all your, yeah, previous,
so let me ask you this,
yeah, attitudes.
Yeah, and these deeper states of bliss and love, are the prophecies clearer?
They are. We've been paying attention for a long time, and it's been over 20 years since we've been given the directive, you know, to step out into the world and start sharing. At first, it wasn't welcomed very well, you know, even by our own people, because it wasn't everybody that was told that. There's a lot that still haven't stepped out, but us being given the directive, you know, that you were able to do that and also to pray differently. So we were surprised by that, because we were taught to be unselfish and to be protective of our spiritual teachings. And when they said, now you can share. And we realized at that time that it wasn't about us. It was about the bigger picture, was about the planet itself and the growth and evolution of humanity. So
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say, yeah, what I was saying there in relation to the bigger picture and about the relationship was following up, Dr. Future, what you had said earlier about the universe talking to itself.
Yes.
When I went to this conference, when we first met, in addition to talk about UFOs and stars and contact and light work and crystals and light languages, there's beautiful Sundance drum and native drumming happening in a lot of this star family, a lot of this community, because I went there knowing no one except I'd met his brother.
It's kind of funny.
Because
the drum definitely is like the heartbeat.
Yeah, so the drum called everyone in, and we'll be drumming at our gathering as well, and at the end of May.
And yet that's an alien connection too. Somehow the drums transcend space-time.
Well, what I was going to say, is that the drumming, the songs that I started learning that I've been really enjoying and praying with Chief in the past 5 months since we've been together, many of them, especially the direction song, talks about the relationship to the energies and the elements, like, I'm coming, I'm here. You touched on something really key, which was the relationship and the stars and everything being alive and talking to each other.
How does it communicate?
Yeah, and that's encoded in these ancient songs.
See, that's the part of the language, the language key.
The light language.
Connecting with the cosmic Google here.
And then the Coda, Lakota, Dakota lineage is a light language.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got 1 minute before
we
go
ahead. Okay, go ahead.
It has to do with this word that you brought up too, called consciousness. And this is where science comes in. It works hand in hand with spirituality, where science does prove a lot of the beliefs that humanity's had over time. The miracles and all the spiritual activity is true, that it can happen spiritually with the divine intervention, the evolution of mind, heart, soul, feelings, light, energy, movement, all this stuff has been proven to be pretty accurate for what humanity and what a lot of indigenous nations have been doing for centuries.
Yeah. We'll be right back, folks.
Okay, welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. We're talking with Naraini and Elkman on their new event called Starseed Visionary Conference. And it's an interesting topic. Star connections or star intelligences have been in touch with people around the world for at least 10,000 years or so. Like, it's not a new thing. And that this is a kind of an awakening, is that we've been seeded with the star knowledge. And not just that it existed, but what it actually is and how it's relevant to now.
Right. Doing the Star Knowledge Conference since 1996.
96,
and we started in South Dakota on the Yankton Sioux Reservation. And
really? And it was called the Starseed Knowledge
Star
Conference?
Star Knowledge Conference. But, the Starseed Visionary, this is the very first right here that we're aware of, and it's happening here in Santa Cruz. And we're bringing it coming up here next month. We've assembled what we know to be star seeds in the area.
So is there intention to the conference?
There is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you describe that?
We've been talking about this, and, you know, even visiting with my brother, who's been working with a lot of advanced teachers that are out there. Mm. And he suggested this to us, that let's, in the word starseed, which is for those who are aware, who are awake, but haven't stepped out of the shadows yet into the light to really share that information that they have.
Star visions. Yeah. He said star visions. He's like, why don't you guys do one there and call it star visions? So his brother has been heading up the star knowledge, and it's been based on them really bringing forward, combining science and spirituality around people that have access, so we can all decode and reveal the truth of our relationship with the stars, but also our relationship with our own starry nature, our own light. What Chief Elkman and I are working on is really calling in the leaders and the healers, of which we have such a gorgeous abundance of here in the
Bay Area.
You're
pretty rich in this area.
But we want to invite people
just
to step into their power more and come out, push through the blockages, the money issues, the stories of victim mindset, and step into the freedom to be able to really be in the full expression or offering of what you are, of what you're doing.
So there's going to be a lot of a chance for people to come to these conversations on these levels with each other?
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have some people that are in a 1-year training with us that will be coming down that are starseed leaders that will be presenting for the first time. So
to help open the portals, so to speak.
Yeah. But we also have some seasoned healers like Barbara Thomas, who's a 90-year-old light worker who lives in the Redwoods and teaches about how to heal our subconscious conditioning and patterns that we've taken on, especially women from the burning times, and how to come forward with our gifts and her relationship with the gnomes. And she's brilliant.
See, that's where you start getting the living universe again, because you're talking to the gnomes. It's not long before you're talking to the trees and the bushes and everything else, right?
The gnomes, I mean, the little people, they're very real. It's just that they don't associate very much with us big people.
Except those that with eyes to see and ears to hear.
Evident everywhere in different parts of the world. But yeah, she's a very good teacher. We've got some young people too that are coming out. We've got musicians. We've got people that are singing really some beautiful messages in their lyrics. And we've got another elder in the community who's been here, established himself.
He's Tara Singh of Dharma Ridge.
He's got a really nice place up there on Dharma Ridge.
Tara Singh.
Yeah,
one of our great real estate guys too.
I think what's most interesting about your conference is how eclectic it is, because it really brings together a lot of different mystery traditions and gives everyone a seat at the table of this conversation of how do we empower humanity, how do we find truth and share it with each other. I'd like to hear you talk about that.
Well, I'd just like to say this real quick. You brought up also that age groups, you know, we have programs for children as well, all the way up to the elderly folks, you know, the relatives who are coming from different directions, you know, to be here, and those that are planted here already, you know, to pull them together to share that sacred information, that knowledge that they have. And we call it sacred because it is. It goes clear to their soul. You know, they know that intuitively and through their dreams and other means that they receive this. So Narayani can really elaborate a little bit more on this conference and how we pull it together.
I'm just having this memory. One of our guest presenters at our conference is a young indigo sister named Ishkala. And I remember being with the two of you. Up in the Redwoods in Northern California.
At Heartless Kiss.
At Heartless Kiss Camp. Heartless Camp.
Yes, that was a camping weekend.
It was like only 100 or 200 people.
And that was amazing.
Yeah, so Ishkala is a visionary artist and a mom and also a singer. So she'll be presenting some songs. One of the things that I love about being on this path of the White Buffalo Calf Woman and in the energy field and awareness of the prophecy is that it is about all nations, all races, all colors, all people. And so to have Chief Elkman and his brother Chief Golden Light Eagle, who are not just native chiefs that are committed to unity, but are recognized and honored by their families and their tribes and are legal chiefs, to open up and come and travel, welcoming everyone into the tradition, but also respecting the unique expressions of our gifts and our light, is really, I think, an answer to a lot of people's prayers, to have living elders that are willing to share traditions but are also non-dogmatic in their approach.
I see you have booths also as well, so it's kind of like a very mini little festival in a way. Your own little, maybe traveling, maybe you'll take a version of it to the res at some point too.
Right.
It's a conference.
A group of people that are creating. And what's interesting, where you can actually have personal connections with the leaders, because I know the problem with the New Age Expo and a lot of these conferences have gotten so big and you're just a person in the audience and not really part of the magic. What I sense is that this is more personable than that.
It is.
Lots of hugs.
Lots of hugs, lots of sharing, lots of networking, lots of personal hugs and, you know,
healings.
Yeah, healing. You know, everybody is sharing. It's a place that you can be comfortable with the gifts that you have. You can talk about them. You can talk about your channeling. You can talk, you know, and we have a lot of that happening.
There's some people
and more
who are ever channeling.
They're stepping forward and they're starting to share their teachings.
Is it a natives that are channeling as well as white people?
It's everybody, every nationality on the planet. You know, because Mother Earth
channeling is a common phenomenon.
Yeah, and that's just it. Our planet is waking up, and the energies from under our feet are intensifying. Also, the energies that are coming out of the heavens, you know, from the sun itself and the stars and other systems that are out there, you know, we're being influenced by this energy, and it's affecting our awareness, awakening, you know, our dream, those that are out there who are dreaming more, remembering more, and feeling more from that, and realizing intuitively that, you know, there's a real powerful message in those, personally and also with your family, your communities, your states and country, and for the whole world and creation, as a matter of fact. Because what we do as individuals affects everything in creation, like a pebble dropping in the lake, the pool, you know, it ripples out. Yeah.
So we're all important in this. We're
clear to the Father's heart, the Creator's heart, yes, it goes all the way. He feels it, she feels it,
I would like to ask some questions about what do you think has the greatest potential for healing in this gathering? Like, what energies are you most focused on individually and together?
Well, at the time of the conferences, we are working with the butterfly. We stick with the cycles of the moon, which are natural cycles, and we try to stay with nature. And the moon itself being one of those, as well as the sun. That month is the moon of the butterfly, which has to do a lot with transformation and change.
During the full moon.
Yeah, it'll be the time of the universal law of change.
3 days after the full moon, so it'll be after the light. It's Wesak, so it's a very holy Buddha's birthday full moon.
Awesome. So what kind of venue do you have for this? Is it outdoor, indoor?
It's indoor.
We're going to be at the Chi Center, which used to be over here on the east side, but now is downtown above Planned Parenthood. It's, I don't know how many square feet. It's like thousands of square feet. It goes from Pacific to the edge of the parking lot right next to Total Fitness and above Logos, above Planned Parenthood on the third floor. So we have the whole third floor. It's about a block long. It's where I have my healing practice, and we offer a workshop sometimes. And we're taking over the Cypress Massage School in the Chi Center for the weekend. And the Chi Center is usually run by Lee Holden, who's a very beloved teacher.
That's a pretty intimate space. Was it hold a few hundred people?
A few hundred people. Yeah, and we'll have a whole youth program. So the massage site will have Tangelina, who's a mama and artist, and Miss
Massage. You have any massage too?
I think there's room for maybe one massage person vending. Yeah, options.
We have. You mentioned Krista Kaya too.
Krista Kaya will be working, doing some theater and also singing with the kids. We have a kids program, so it's $25 for youth to attend, and they'll be doing art, and then they'll be going out and collecting in the park, and then coming back and doing a performance for us Sunday at 3. So it's kind of festival style. Yeah, it's definitely
a little micro fest. Yeah, I can see it.
Kind of is.
It's a traveling version of that.
Yeah, we'll be having the elderly panel as well too, so we'll be taking questions, you know, from people that are
elder
in attendance.
Council.
Yeah, elder council. Mm-hmm. And we have also music from Maria Stark. She'll be coming to share some of her
most powerful songs.
I got a question in. Someone wants to know what age groups you expect mostly to be there.
Four and up.
Four and up.
Okay, folks, more about this when we come back from the break here on the Dr. Future
Except for
Show.
Max.
With our guests who are telling us about the Starseed Visionary Conference coming up in May.
In Santa Cruz. Okay, welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. Very good, very good. We've been talking to Narayani
Gaya.
And Chief Elkman. Okay.
And their website, just so for people who want to get more information about this upcoming conference, you can see all the details at the newawakeleaders.com website.
And look under the events page. Go to newawakeleaders.com. And you can look under events and you'll see newawakeleaders.com/starseed-conference.
Right. Yeah.
So I really applaud you guys and very much resonate with the whole idea that what healers need to be doing at this time is uplifting humanity, healing ourselves, healing each other, and doing our best to promote positive vision.
Right.
Really is that. That's really what it is.
Can it affect pragmatic things like what our president is doing? Can we actually influence public policy through spiritual awareness, do you think?
There's a way to do that, but...
Do we want to?
there's one thing, too, that we have to understand is there's free will. Yeah. If somebody doesn't want help, they won't get it. Because we've had experiences with this in the past, you know, with some of our relatives at home, you know, who people, families prayed with them, about them, for them for years. And they asked after, you know, 5-6 years, said, how come they don't get help? And the spirit said they don't want it. Mm-hmm. And so even the spirit will honor free will.
So to the degree that people feel they have choice and know they have free will, they can ask for it.
Right.
But what about people who feel like they're stuck as victims?
Well, if they're open to help, you know, in prayers, all they have to do is open, make that prayer and let it known to creation that they are open for help. And it'll come. You know, it'll come.
It'll just come.
Yeah. Isn't there such a thing as a law of attraction?
Yeah, law of attraction, sympathetic resonance. Yeah, that's how the biological organism works.
Right, yeah, and it's a natural law.
Now, let me ask you another thing. Have Native traditions that you've been involved with embraced the idea that humanity is one at some point, that all of humanity is connected, includes the entire enchilada,
sure.
so to speak?
Yeah. Yeah? I think the best symbol that we have to illustrate that is the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel is all-inclusive of humanity, the colors of humanity and the times of humanity, consciousness of each race, the responsibilities, the aspects of human nature. Everything is inclusive in that. There are 28 teachings per direction. And so we have a lot of influence there, a lot of things to consider, and seeing that we're all one, because the symbol itself is circular. It's not linear.
In motion, actually.
In every human being creates his own medicine wheel from the center, your heart. And this is what our conference is about, is getting the teachings from the White Buffalo Calf Woman, which comes from our culture, and that the new time is getting out of your mind and into your heart, which is where the healing comes. That's where it comes from. You don't think about it. A thought actually is just like aiming it where you want it to go, but the power behind the prayer or the intention comes from your heart. And that's part of the prophecy. It's also part of the teaching that we want to do here at the Starseed Visionary Conference, is to get people to understand the power of what they have within them, and that's through your heart. The emotions,
so the heart, senses, being the thing that connects us all.
All those things.
I want to say also, I think that in talking about the choice, such a great ancient question, like humans' free will. Do we have free will? Do we not have free will? Are we consciousness? Are we personal? How do we dance between that relationship? And that is what this conference is about, and that what our commitment is to really supporting people and choosing to live from the heart. I'm not saying I've arrived, or even that Chief Elkman's arrived. You know, we have to choose it. We have to choose to live in our heart. We have to choose to let go of
the chaos all around you,
needing to figure everything out, needing to understand why we've up, because what we have right now in our world is a result of our collective choices and agreements, even though we don't understand it with the mind. But the more that we come into the heart, the greater freedom we have. And you also start to give yourself permission to be happy and make choices that are going to benefit others, instead of using your mind to get in the way.
And possibly those apply to us as a species as a whole, too, to be in our heart with each other, and things could get better. Because maybe the problems, or as they said at the TEDx conference, to constellate.
Constellate.
Gather together and make something on a larger,
much larger scale.
And during the conference, and one other thing, we have a really great speaker, Lita Jasila. She's the starter of the Santa Cruz Challenge, a really beloved acupuncturist and leader, and she's also a science of mind practitioner.
Science of mind.
She's just an all-around spiritual, strong woman and leader in the community. Lita Jasila is going to be speaking. And I asked her to speak about the stars in the traditional Taoist five-element Chinese medical model. So, you know, we have a lot of people connected to Chinese medicine here with Five Branches. So she's a teacher at Five Branches, and she's going to be speaking on how you can light up the constellations within your own body through the awareness of acupuncture points and qigong.
I wanted to say something too. The drum, idea of the drum came up.
It's another heart unification.
I noticed you have it on your radio show in the beginning there with the music. It sounds like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. But, you know, the drum, we're going to have the drum there for us. A lot of indigenous people around the world, the drum is there. It's in our culture. Mm. We have one. It's called the big drum. And that is symbolic of what's called the creation in the universe, you know, when there's a big clap, you know, the thunder of something coming to be, coming into existence. It's called the thunders of the universe. And so the drum beat, there are hard drum beats, you know, what they call honor beats. Those are symbolic of the thunders of the universe, creation in itself. Just wanted to share that little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
within
it does
us.
Seem to be core. The basic frequency, the sound healing is related to this too, right? The whole resonance with the universe is a real thing. We were aligned with it and suddenly, you know, we have connection, a living connection.
Yeah. That's one of our teachings in the 1111 too, is sound,
light,
sound vibration. Mm-hmm. It's an angelic language is what it is.
And I suspect all cultures have something to contribute to that arena too. Yeah. Well,
I'd like to hear you talk about how the ceremonies are structured or how they help us to attain wisdom.
Do you have wisdom transmission at the event?
Oh, yeah, we have. Yeah. Well, some of it's personal. It's dependent upon the prayer, how you come together. Like, and I always use this scenario of like everybody being little batteries. So you pull all these little batteries together, you have a lot more power, more energy. So if you focus all of the energy into one prayer, that comes to pass a lot faster. But if everybody's praying about something totally different, the light a little dimmer, but at the same time, all together, collectively, it's bright in itself. And this is what we've seen by science, you know, Kirlian photography, how thought, concentration, and also our language and our songs changes color and makes things move in the ethereal plane.
And I think that's one of the biggest gems that I've received from connecting with the Star Knowledge and Starseed family and also our union is the power of unity in prayer. And it's an old saying, I don't know, maybe it's Christian, you know, when two or more pray together, something happens or it happens. But that's really something I think that we're really taking a stand for is the unity of mind through the heart. You know, really unifying our
awareness. Yeah, well, mind can go infinitely in all directions. And so the heart is the force that solidifies, it brings it into one.
Yeah. What I've seen, especially from the stories, and a lot more of these, and we'll have time, you know, during the conference, of course, to get into this, is the miracles, the changing weather, the preventing earthquakes, these things that have happened that a lot of ceremonies that Chief's been involved with over the years that he's waiting to teach is how that the light, sound, and vibration can be unified to not just provide healing or fulfillment of your own desires, but those answers to those collective prayers.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps in the final 2 minutes of the show, perhaps we can give a little demonstration of a spontaneous
Maybe we can invite the audience to participate in a healing prayer together.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What do you suggest?
Is that tobacco or...
Yeah, we have some.
They've given me some tobacco, and so in our coast.
Yeah, we don't have ashtrays here in the station anymore, unfortunately.
We're not smoking it.
It's not smokable. It's called American Spirit. It doesn't have chemicals in it like commercial tobacco. It's very.
For the radio audience, what do you do with it?
What we do is we take it. Every time we go out, we have a concern. We go to nature. If we're going to pick a plant for food or if we're going to. We need
harvest
help
herbs
anything,
in your garden to even make soup. Yeah. You're going to harvest rosemary like
anything
I always do.
Anything you take from the earth, you see, you know, you travel. We honor nature, water being one of the most important elements in nature because it sustains all life.
And so also, you'll see us on West Cliff walking and we'll be in that awe that we get in and living in Santa Cruz that you all know and you just stop and I'm like, where's the tobacco? It's time. Yeah, you just want to offer
the
something.
The majesty of the water is so overwhelming.
Truly, truly. And speaking of time, we have 1 minute.
Okay. We hold it in our left hand, we put it over our heart, and we put our intentions out there. Ooh. you know, to Wakantanka, creator, great mystery, you know, to all the powers that watch over our planet and our galaxy. We ask you, we stand before you, and from our hearts recognize the efforts that we do from here with sacred word, that the truth get out there, that people open up their hearts and receive it in such a way that they walk with more healing, more power, more energy, more happiness, and to be able to share this with the world, and also the love and light that we have as individuals with each other to take our place in the evolution of humanity and Mother Earth.
Thank you, everybody. This has been the Dr. Future Show on KSCO Santa Cruz. Want to say goodbye, everybody?
Thank you, guys, so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. It was beautiful.
Been an honor.